Hello?
Hello, I am calling from National Opinion Service. I am not selling anything. I am conducting an opinion survey, and I would like to ask you a few questions about the issues facing your community and the nation. Your name was chosen at random, and your individual answers are confidential. Let me ask you, does anyone in your household work for a news media outlet, including print, radio, internet, or television?
No.
Thank you so much. Just to be sure, we are representing everybody. May I ask your race?
I'm black.
Thank you so much. I know it's still a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the 2024 elections for president and Congress? Will you definitely vote, probably vote? Are the chances 50-50, or will you probably not vote?
I will vote.
Would you say definitely or probably?
Definitely.
Thank you so much. What is your age?
I'm 77.
Thank you a lot. And please rate your level of motivation for voting in this year's presidential and congressional elections in November 2024 on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means you are not at all motivated to vote this year, and 10 means you are extremely motivated to vote. You may use any number between 0 and 10.
10.
Thank you. And would you say that the upcoming 2024 presidential and congressional elections are more important than previous elections, less important, or about the same?
More important.
And is that much more important or somewhat more important?
Much more important.
Thank you. Regardless of how you previously voted, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, a Republican, an Independent, or something else?
Democrat.
Thank you. Would you call yourself a strong Democrat or a not very strong Democrat?
Strong Democrat.
Thanks. And do you approve or disapprove of the way Joe Biden is handling his job as president?
Approve.
And is that strongly approved, somewhat, or somewhat approved?
Strongly approved.
And thinking about the direction the country is headed in, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, just satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed?
Satisfied.
And in your opinion, would you say economic conditions in the country are getting better, staying about the same, or getting worse?
Getting better.
Thank you so much. Thinking about issues facing the country now, which of the following would you say are the most important issues for your member of Congress to focus on? You can select up to two. And I can mention you reducing crime or protecting abortion rights, improving K-12 public school education, combating division and racism, making college more affordable and forgiving student debt, creating more jobs and raising wages, passing common sense gun reforms to help keep guns out of the hands of the wrong people, or maybe border security, fighting inflation and lowering the cost of goods, lowering the cost of health care and prescription drugs, protecting and strengthening Social Security and Medicare. You can select
abortion.
Two that you think that.
Abortion.
And abortion. You can tell me one more.
Excuse me?
Yeah, abortion is one. You can tell me one more, please.
Border.
What? I'm sorry?
The border. The border.
Thank you so much. Now, I would like you to rate your feelings towards some people and organizations using a scale from 0 to 100, on which 100...
Wait a second. You called here to start talking. When are you going to stop talking and asking me questions?
This is the survey. Actually, we have completed 23% of the survey.
Don't call here anymore. Would you do that for me?
Okay, thank you.